me a praise, Lord. God bless you, dear friend. God bless you, this is Bishop Barron. I want to thank you so, so much for releasing the miracle dollars or more. Listen, friend, by now you should have already received the powerful success workbook that I sent you. I need you to follow the instructions. I need you to begin to work on the book. It's imperative. It's key that you begin to start your assignments and follow my instructions that I've given you in my book. This is the beginning stage. This is the beginning steps of a transformational change in your finances. This is the beginning of new breakthroughs that you will begin to cause to manifest in your life. Your persistence, your diligence is key. Do you not know that many people fail in their life because they don't move into diligence? They're not focused? A lack of focus will open up the door to poverty. By now, you should have already again received your ebook. Perhaps you already received your email, your prophecy from the company of prophets. If you haven't as of yet, keep an eye on your inbox. It's on its way. Now prepare yourself, prepare your heart for the word of the Lord from myself and my wife, Prophetess Michelle.
And know that the Spirit of the Lord says prepare yourself, because you're going to begin to find that the Lord is going to bring some sweet developments your way. And you're going to begin to find that you're going to begin to come out of a season of a trial and tribulation. You're going to find that you're going to depart yourself from out of the things that you've dealt with from January to June. For the Lord says unto thee that prepare yourself, because there's blue skies ahead of thee. First, you're going to begin to see that your financial outlook is going to be getting better and better by the minute. You'll also begin to see and know that you may have been dealing with a number of areas. Possibly you could have been dealing with credit, loans, you could have been dealing with insurance payouts or taxes or company benefits, or maybe some kind of a settlement or some kind of support, or maybe even bankruptcy, maybe student or loans or something of that nature. Or one of these areas have been a pressure. There's been pressured focus over the last 8 to 10 months. And yet it seems like it wasn't necessarily your fault. But the Lord says there's a shifting that is happening around thee. And you're going to begin to see that now the pressure shall begin to fall away. And you're going to begin to see that more money will also begin to come in. For the Lord says you're going to be able to pay off some things. Maybe if it's something that's old, or you're going to be able to pay off some debts. You're going to be able to deal with the unfairness of a financial situation. For the Lord says you're going to be able to cut your losses, but also move on. And the Spirit says circle October the 8th. Because again, you may bring a decision about money, but more about money that you earn. And you're going to find that even during the next 6 months after that, that the Lord says unto thee that a new source may show up for thee immediately within those next 6 months after that. For the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to begin to find that your work is bigger than you can even imagine. For I've called thee to be my ambassador and my voice unto my people. And it seems as if that you have worldwide potential, yea, saith the Lord. And in the end, you will have much to show for your efforts. For the Lord will say unto thee that it's going to be important that you check for accuracy of all facts and things of that nature, those whom you get connected to, watch whom you put your trust into. For the Lord says everyone is not as honest as you may think that they are. So do some kind of a background check if you decide to get involved with someone, if it's business or something of a personal nature, saith the Lord of hosts. Now the Spirit says that the spirit of miracles shall cover thee. Miracles, miracles, miracles. For the Lord says you're going to have some superb things opening up for thee. And for the Lord says you're going to sense and know that I am moving in your life, for I will touch your mind, your body, and yea, even your spirit. I want you to begin to circle the 25th of this month as well, because it seems as if that you may have something that you may have to begin to deal with, or some kind of dilemma to solve. But know that all shall be well. Again, background checks are going to be key and important for you. Now the Lord says if you have to put off some kind of appointments or screenings, the Lord says take care of it anytime after the 25th of this month. Because if you have any kind of a chronic health concern, God said, go ahead and get a second opinion, because it seems as if that the answer is going to be there for you in doing deep research or deep work concerning it, or just get double checkups is what the Lord is saying unto thee. I'm also hearing the Lord say unto me that you're going to begin to find that your talents are going to be in such a high demand that your head may be spinning, and you're going to begin to see that the compensation is going to be there for you, and you're going to receive some real generous things coming your way. And you're going to find that the work that you achieve will have abundant room for your creativity. Something's possibly around projects and writing. You should also be writing it, but also speaking. For the Lord says unto thee that you're going to find that that I'm bringing new people in your life. But again, God says, do the background checks of new people coming in your life. For the Lord says, look for accuracy of words, but also check the foundations of their life. Prepare for breakthroughs, and breakthroughs. For the Lord says, even a shot of unexpected income may show up near the or after the 25th of this month. For the Lord says, things are getting ready to begin to materialize in your life that is going to bless you. For the Lord says, prepare, for you will see a great move of the Spirit in this season. For the Lord says, when it comes to your career, get ready for favor, because you're going to begin to see and know that the Lord is with thee. And God says unto thee that he has been preparing you. Stay focused, stay on top of your priorities, work wise, and you're going to move your career into a new and an exciting phase, because Father says, you are going to shine, and you're going to see that your diligence shall bring financial security and material gains and great stability. For the Lord again says, evaluate people and their situations, for this is your gift that I have placed deep down inside of thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High. So know, Sister Sophia, that this is your season, this is your hour of great change. Prepare, because I see you manifesting some new things in your life that is going to bless you. As you stay in my word, you're going to be amazed at what you're going to find in your time of prayer. For I will bring many blessings into your life. For the Lord says, get ready, because I'm going to do a new thing in your life, and I'm going to answer your deepest desires.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, get on your mark, get set, and get ready to go. For Father God says, this is the season to take off. This is the season to initiate your good. I hear Father God saying, you're going to be more assertive in this season, woman of God. People are going to be taking a second look at you. Father God says, fret not, know that not only does he hold, have your back, he's ordained this. I hear Father God saying, new friendships and new partnerships. I hear Father God saying, ask and it shall be given, knock and the doors have been opened. For Father God says, this is your season and your time. I also hear Father God saying, stop asking permission. For Father God says, he grants you permission. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season where you are going to begin to move into new constructive ways of communicating what you want and how you want it. Father God says, this is the season where you're going to begin to know that all things are coming together for your good. Now, I do hear Father God saying, new transportation. God says, this is the season for new transportation. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to understand some things concerning some things you've been walking through. So Father God says, justice. And I hear Father God say, take new action. Because Father God says, this is the season of mastery and you're being called to the next level of maturity in and through the things of God. And that is the word of the Lord.